This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
Welcome to Your Valuable Home, the show that's about education for homeowners and residential real estate investors, because educated buyers make smart choices on home purchases and improvements. I'm contractor Kevin Kennedy, host of Your Valuable Home.
Yes, and I'm Ron Milk, producer and co-host. If you're a homeowner or have investment real estate, we've got your back.
You'll learn how to choose a contractor, get and compare estimates, check quality construction, avoid huge upfront payments. We'll share home improvement trends, projects in the works, and homeowner horror stories.
We interview experts from across the country about everything from new building products, homeowners insurance, leveraging home equity, what's hot in real estate, which products make for an unhealthy home, and much more.
Your Valuable Home airs here Sundays at 6 p.m. thanks to Tom Adams Windows and Carpets, with four locations in Churchville, Southampton and Doylestown, and Whitehall in the Lehigh Valley.
Tom Adams is the friendly, family-owned place known for award-winning installation and customer service and a wide selection of windows, doors, flooring, siding, and much more. Tom Adams has been satisfying customers throughout the region for 65 years. Check out TomAdamsWC.com or call 215-357-7000.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3 Philadelphia.
A radio.com station. Now from the Malamut and Associates Law Studios.
Welcome home to Your Valuable Home with Kevin Kennedy and Ron Milk, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you own a home, this show's for you. If you own rental real estate, this show's for you. Get educated from the pros. They have your back when it comes to improving your real estate. It's Your Valuable Home. Your Valuable Home.
And thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT. And Ron, I tell you, with the replay coming up that we're going to be doing, it's good information for a lot of people that were hit so hard with this COVID-19 issue where everybody had shut down. And we're actually doing our second show here from the luxury of our own home. And what we came up with, a great idea of how to really make that money last and you really want to get that project done, is how to do it in stages. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's replay.
Well, wait, let me mention, too, the fact that we're going to have Laura Copeland on from the Water Department with a lot of really good ideas about how to save money on your water bill, too. I mean, saving money in a lot of different ways is a good idea today.
Right, and I tell you, you always talk about, you know, growing up when people said, hey, we never went out to dinner, we never did a lot of things, because they were budgeted correctly. So there's ways to budget your money, and we have some great information come up in the next six shows just talking about how to do that. But with this replay, a lot of our listeners were asking, you know, how can I do certain things without spending a lot of money? Siding windows were one of the big things that we like to talk about, because you don't need to go all out. You know, if you need windows, there's ways of doing it. And any window company is going to be able to tell you this, is you can do certain sides of homes. You don't need to do all the windows at once. There's ways to get around it, and that's what we're going to talk about. So, Ron, let's jump right into this.
Yeah. So, all right. So, you know, if I were replacing my windows right now, I would do two things. If I didn't have the money to do it, okay, if I was really working on a tight budget, number one is determine which side of the which sides of the house get the most weather. Usually, it's like the north side and another side too. And then number two, if I'm looking at really top of the line windows, maybe I want to inch on down the line a little bit and go with a less expensive window. So I'm doing maybe a third or a half of the house, and I'm doing it with less expensive windows. Are those two good ideas to throw out there?
Yeah, again, me being a more hiring contractor. See, what I always thought with vinyl windows to me is that a lot of people over the years, and I've been in business for 30 years. I've done a lot of vinyl windows years and years ago. But the reason why I don't do as many vinyl windows today is because I've had too many callbacks and too many issues of the windows failing. And again, I'm not bashing vinyl windows. It's just that longevity of a vinyl window is a lot less than a more higher end window that you're going to get with the better companies. And again, I'm not bashing vinyl windows. They're going to serve great value for any home. But what I'm looking at is the long term. So, and I always tell people, listen, when I get done your windows, I'm never going to be doing it again. Even though I've been in business 30 years, I've got another 20 years still in this business. But when I'm done your windows, you're done. We're still big fans of Marvin Windows. We've been doing a lot of other brands that people want to put in their house. I'm not solely exclusive that I have to sell you Marvin, but I've done Anderson's. We had earlier the year on 1210. We've talked with a couple customers putting in Anderson windows. And again, I told her, when you're done this window, this Anderson window is going to last you 30 to 50 years. And vinyl windows, yeah, it can get that long. But again, these are some of the issues I see that, you know, they'll start having what I call smiley faces if you get a less expensive window, where the vinyl window, the sill starts to sag. They'll have some issues with it. So that's where going with more of a national brand vinyl window, they put a little bit more money into the R&D of it, and you're going to get a better window out of it. So just watch when you're spending money for a window, because a lot of times when people say to me, you know, I put a lot less expensive window in, I'm not happy with it. And I said, well, that's why it's less expensive. Vinyl windows, the reason why certain vinyl windows cost a lot more than that $100, $125 standard cost is because that company is doing a lot more into that window. They're putting a lot of more product into it to give you that longevity. And with that higher end, you're going to get 10 to 20 years out of that window, where the new construction higher end windows, you're going to get 30 to 50 years. And here's the nice part about this is that when you put the higher end window in 20 years, that window is still going to look brand new. That's what I'm looking for of longevity, is that if you're going to do a window, do it once, do it right, and spend that money right away. But again, you don't need to do all the windows right at once. Usually curb appeal is a big thing to me. So yeah, you do have maybe the north side or areas where it gets a lot of sun, but the front of your house, if you really want to drive up to your house and see great looking windows, I always tell people, listen, why don't you do the front of the house first, and then you can go from the sides, left and right, depending on where the driveway is. So that curb appeal is going to be a lot more pleasing to you when you come home. But again, if you have 30 windows in your house and you only have 11 up front, the savings are going to be is that you're not spending all that money right up front, because a lot of people are getting hit with this shutdown. They don't have the money to do it, but yet they want to do it. So there's ways to get around that and still get the bang for your buck by just doing certain windows at a time.
Let me ask you a question. I believe in buying brand names, national brand names, okay, because you don't know if, the local vinyl window company is going to be in business next year. So, is it possible, and I think the answer to this question is yes, is it possible to buy national brands but just step down the line a little bit, right? Don't they all have like different grades of windows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tom Adams, our sponsor of the show, I buy their Provia line. They have the Endure, which is their high-end line, and the Aspect, which is the second highest. And we actually did a couple of the Aspect windows, which are their mid-grade, but it was probably about a $40 to $50 savings per window. And I tell you, they were great windows. But if you have 40 windows in your house, some people don't have that option of going for a real high-end window because the cost gets too much. But with Provia, when I've done the Aspect, it was reasonably priced. And I know with the product and the warranty of that company, they're going to be around a long time, and you're going to get a great product for that. So by going with the better of the windows, the Endure, the Aspects, you're still going to get a pretty long time of longevity with it without going to that really inexpensive window. Those are the ones that they're the beat down in the contracting field, because a lot of the complaints that I hear are that window's failing. And I tell people, listen, when you get a $99 window, if somebody's trying to sell you something like that, it's a cheap window. You're getting a temporary fix for 5-7 years. That window will show its wear in 5 to 7 years. And I've been around for 30 years, so this is what's going to happen.
Okay, so in the case of a brand name, if you're moving down the line, what would be the cost of an average window compared to that $99 window that probably could fail? What would be the cost of it?
Well, here's what you got to look at. And again, this is me doing my research with watching people advertise. A lot of times I see, hey, you know, buy the window, we'll install it for $225. And you read that fine print down below, it says capping not included, or certain areas of repairs or replacements of wood not included. And that's where they're going to get you in the end. You know, when people talk about, hey, we're going to give you buy one window, give you two free. Well, that ask the price of that first window, and that's going to determine the price of how many more windows you're going to getting free. There is nothing for free. You're going to be paying for it somehow. But my advice to you is to get that $99 window. Will hurt you in the end. But on an average window, and this is as me being the owner of VSP Home Remodeling, I'm looking at a cost of around $425, everything all in for a vinyl replacement window with capping, with a rubber sill, with making sure the trim's installed correctly. We actually put up the sash bead, and we put a good painter's caulk on the inside and a really good exterior caulk. And also letting people know that with a vinyl replacement or any replacement window, you need to maintain the outside caulking of that window. And I tell people this, they're like, well, what are you talking about? Nobody else told me about this. I said, well, I'm doing nothing different than they are. And if you do not maintain that caulking, and a hard driving rain, if that caulk's worn out in 3 to 5 years or 7 years, water's going to get inside there because that replacement's inside your existing opening. And without having the proper flanges and nailing flanges of a new construction and wrapping rubber and foam into that, that could be an issue. And if you don't maintain that, so that's one thing I always want to make sure that our listeners know with a replacement window, take in mind there's going to be repair and maintenance costs to that vinyl replacement window.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Overall, in summary here, if you had your druthers, would you go with a maybe a lower window in a brand name line and do fewer windows if you were really on a tight budget because of this whole, you know, healthcare economic crisis? Is that what you would do?
Yes, I'd still go with the higher end window and just do less of them. It could take you 5 years to do them, but you know what? Those windows are going to change. They're going to look great 5, 10, 15 years down the line. And you're at the bottom line is in the long run, you're going to get a much better job and be much happier. So I hope this information is good for everybody. Again, call the show if you have your opinion. Do you want to chime in? We'd love to hear it at 215-364-3286. And we're going to get a little bit more with the horror story coming up soon.
And stick with us because we've got the Philadelphia Water Department on with a lot of money-saving ideas for you.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for three or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire additions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
Now back to Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. If you have a question about a home project for our host, Kevin Kennedy, call him directly, 215-364-3286.
I want to welcome everybody back to Your Valuable Home here on 1210 WPHT. Ron, now it's time for the horror story.
What do we got today, Kev?
Well, I tell you, when you talk about horror stories, there's a lot of times you hear bad contractors never want to show up to finish a job. They're never coming back. They have a lot of your money. And this is the horror story. We've been going through it for 7 years, you and I, talking about it, people calling in. But I will say for this first time, and it has to do with me and everybody in the country, with this shutdown, we're stopped. And I know we had Ben on the air several times talking about his kitchen and the delays that we did run into with the termite damage, the floor elevation issues, bearing walls that were not headed up correctly, which we had fixed everything. And we still got done on the time that we said we were going to do. And 2 days before the granted installation is when the government shut us down. Everybody was shut down. And I really feel bad is that I know my guys were not working now, but with the customer on now, he does not have a kitchen. And all we need to do is really put in the tops. And the next day, the plumber is going to be there and the appliance would be installed. And it's 2 days. 2 days to finish a very expensive, high-end job that we were on. And just by talking to the homeowner over the past couple of weeks, not being my homeowner where we never hear it, but this is the first time it actually came back to me, is because the government shut us down and there's no way for us to open up. We did apply for the license, the temporary license, still haven't received anything. So we've been patiently waiting, but just listen to the homeowner's voice and how distraught he's, it's tough. It's tough for him. He really feels bad that he doesn't have anything. It's very difficult. So life is difficult when you don't have a kitchen. And that's why you hear on the show over and over again that when we say we're going to be done in 3 to 4 weeks, 5 weeks with that kitchen, we're going to be done on time. And this was the first time in 30 years of me being in business that we were shut down based on something that was out of our control. And that's the homeowner, us suppliers, manufacturers, everybody I've been working with for 30 years has been great. And it's that close.
Yeah, so, call that an act of God, tough. Right? So, well, it's a double whammy for you because of the shutdown. But then again, if you start up again, if you go into somebody's house, you're going to probably have to do it with masks, right?
I'm sure we're going to look at a new approach to this. Again, we want to do the right thing. We've always, people that know me through customers and friendships, I want to do the right thing for homeowners, people. I always want to be considerate. So I will be going into that, looking into that, just making sure that we have masks and gloves on. And again, I don't foresee much change with me because most of my customers know how clean we are, but it's that extra safety tips. I'm not a doctor. I play one on the radio, but we're not the experts onto that. I'm the expert in contracting. So if it's safety for the people, I'm definitely going to do it. But it's not too big of a deal for me. It's just I feel bad right now for homeowners that are this close to finishing up jobs because the countertop people that we've been chatting with, they're shut down also. They're abiding by the law. They're shut down. They're not installing anything. And they said they have three jobs to install, me being one of them. And I'm looking at as a homeowner, what he's got to go through. He hasn't had – he can't cook. He's got no cooktop, no sink. There's nothing there. So we're caught right now. And for the first time, I really feel it for a homeowner understanding now what these bad contractors are going through, let alone good contractors. But how about the ones that through the years do this to homeowners and there's no recourse for that, you know, beside, of course, getting a lawyer involved. But this certain circumstances, there's nothing we could do about it. And it really is tough to see on the foregrounds for me personally because it never happened to me before. I've always started the job, finished the job, got it done, and now it's out of my control. And I really feel bad for my guys and everybody out there that are not working. It's got to be difficult.
Well, this has got to be costing a lot of work, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're already getting our future customers coming up before my addition start. I want to get a couple of windows in, and they're asking, when can you start? And for the first time, I don't have an answer for them. Look, my back up against the wall, I work 24 hours a day. Everybody knows that I do that. My foreman, Dave, is the same way. But there's no answers I can give. It's the first time I can't give answers because I just got to tell them, be patient. We'll get right back to work 7 days a week once the government allows us that we can do it. But as of right now, for all of our listeners and anybody that's getting work done in their house, it's tough. Believe me, it's tough for the homeowners. It's also tough for the contractors because contractors have a set schedule. There's a lot of work we do have planned. Even though we lost a couple due to this coronavirus for the future, we still have a lot of work in our hopper that we've got to get done. And I cannot give any answers. I've been putting emails out just trying to keep people updated with what we're doing. But I can't give dates because I still have, when you sign with me, I put you in a bin. When we're done that job, I start and we get done and we go to the next job. Now, here's another thing that I just wanted to bring up. Due to HCPA, I had to put on my contract start dates, when we're doing it, how long it's going to take, and an approximate finish date. Well, they're out the window now. So I'm sure the state's going to be a little bit more lenient on that because somebody did ask me and I said, well, listen, I know the laws are the laws, but we didn't cause this shutdown. If the government said we're shut down, then that's the leniency has got to be on the contractor that when he gets to your job. So, again, be patient. We're going to get through this together, and everybody's going to get through this together. But it's just really tough to see a lot of people that really have money invested into this and having this issue of a lockdown that we can't do any work.
Well, yeah, everybody's got to pull together in this time. And people who contracted with you or with anybody else just have to be a little bit more patient. I would imagine, I mean, are landscapers and hardscapers shut down? Because they're outside.
Yeah, well, I do see a couple guys cutting the lawn and a couple of our neighbors saying, oh my God, look what he's doing. I said, well, he's by himself, he's outside. Again, I'm not a doctor, but if he's on a lawnmower outside, he's not near anybody. He's about 50 feet from everybody driving a tractor. I don't see it being too much of an issue on my end. You know me, I like to see something. If I see a problem, an issue, I want to see both sides of the story, and I'll try to figure it out that way. I don't see any threat to anybody, but with my job, I'm inside your home. So that's why nothing we can do right now because I'm inside somebody's home. So nobody's working inside because of that reason.
That's a different ball game. But I know, I mean, yesterday I saw, we have this whole crew here. I live in a in a development with HOA, so we have the lawns done and everything, and the crew was here. They were laying down mulch and everything, and so I think that's okay, because, and they're pretty respectful. You know, if you walk by, if you're out for a walk or something like that, they'll move aside so you can go by. So I think there's a certain amount of that stuff going on still.
Yeah, and again, it's, as long as you provide that social distancing, understand that it's a virus, and you just got to be mindful of other people. And that's the only way we're going to get out of this, because even if the dates do work out and the government says, hey, we're open up again, this is my best advice is, and again, it's common sense advice, is to be social distant, understand handshaking, washing hands. There's going to be a lot of changes in our lives that got to make this country go back to normal. And the only way to do that is each American doing their job and doing their part so we can all get back to work. Because I tell you, for the time we've been stuck in the house, it's been rough. And I can see it rough for a lot of people, because I'm talking to more people via phone than anything else. So, and again, if you do have a horror story, I'd like to hear it. We're here. We're always going to be on 1210 here talking about it every Sunday at 6 p.m. So I want to get any information that you have, and let's put it on the air. Give us a call here, 215-364-3286.
Stick with us, because we've got Laura Copeland from the Philadelphia Water Department coming up to share some money-saving ideas with us all.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines, with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for three or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Welcome home. This is Your Valuable Home, presented by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets.
All right, thanks for coming back to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Ron, what do we got for the college?
Well, we got something really interesting here. This is part two in our two-month-long series, How to Make Your Money Last, topical subject these days. It's our way of helping you, our listeners, get through all the coronavirus crisis, which for the most part is also an economic crisis. This week we're talking with Laura Copeland. She's a public information officer for the Philadelphia Water Department, about saving money on water. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks very much for doing this. Let's get right into this. I'm going to ask a question that I really haven't seen discussed on TV or asked on TV. Is drinking water affected by the coronavirus in any way?
So the Philadelphia Water Department, along with our Bureau of Laboratory Services, want to assure our customers that the virus will not impact the safety of the city's water supply. The experts tell us that conventional water treatment methods such as filtration and disinfection, which are used at all of our drinking water plants, removes or inactivates the virus that causes COVID-19.
Well, that's probably the best news I've heard the last week. That's extremely good news. Are you currently, a lot of people are relaxing, restrictions and that kind of thing these days. Are you currently enforcing shutoffs because of delinquent payments?
At this time, we are not shutting off customers who fall behind on their payments through May 15th. In addition, we are restoring water service free of charge to customers that have been previously shut off due to delinquent water accounts. Some other safety measures that we are instituting are: we're suspending any payment agreement breaches. We are suspending charging late payment fees. We're suspending referring accounts to collection agencies, as well as suspending referring accounts to municipal court. So we recognize that this is having an economic impact on our customers, so we're definitely trying to help them out in those instances.
That's all good news. And, you know, it's a time, probably the only time in your life that you're going to go through this, hopefully this won't come back again, where everybody's got to pitch in and help each other, right?
I agree.
Yeah, yeah. Are you seeing a lot of this in Philadelphia? I would imagine in a place like New York, it's probably rampant right now because people are having trouble paying their bills. Are you seeing a lot of it, or is it on the uptick now?
What do you mean, seeing a lot of it?
people not being able to pay. I mean, you're only into this 1 month, and by the time next month comes around, the bills are quarterly, right?
Oh, no, our bills come monthly.
Monthly? Mm-hmm. Are you seeing a lot of people not being able to pay?
Well, I don't have any information on, like, statistics as to whether the difference between, like, this year and last year.
Yeah.
What I can tell you is that we're suspending our any shutoffs through May 15th. I know that our sister utilities, PECO and PGW, are doing something similar.
Okay. Yeah. We talked to PECO in our first series, the first in this series, and they're doing a lot of things. I mean, they're very. Everybody's pitching in. It's very, very helpful to people out there. What is the normal grace period for water bills?
So under normal circumstances, the normal grace period is two billing cycles of missed payments and or your bill over $150. So if you miss two payments and your bill is over $150, you become eligible for a shutoff. In addition, we do have what's called a moratorium on shutoffs between December 1st and April 1st. So we're actually just coming off of that for delinquency water shutoffs.
Now, I guess you have a lot of ideas. I know you have a lot of ideas about how people can, you know, conserve their cash and reduce their water bills. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
What are some thoughts? How about taking showers versus baths or taking shorter showers?
Yes, absolutely. Taking shorter showers, taking showers as opposed to baths. What we've found, though, typically water use that really causes a water bill to go up is due to a leak. And the most common cause of a leak is a toilet that's always running. I myself experienced that. In 1 month, I saw a jump of like $120 due to a running toilet. So if you hear your toilet making noise, $120 it went up, one toilet.
Wow.
From a running toilet. So that's what we found, and I've actually experienced that myself. So if you hear your toilet making noise when it hasn't been flushed, then you may have a problem. So really the biggest thing a customer can do to save money is to repair any leaks in their home plumbing. We have things on our website where they can resources on our website where customers can go to find instructions for using their water meter to find leaks. And our website is located at phila.gov/water, W-A-T-E-R. And then some other tips are, so like don't use your toilet as a waste basket or an ashtray. You should flush it only when necessary. You can turn off the water while brushing your teeth or shaving. That saves gallons of water every day. As far as drinking water, if you keep a pitcher or a jug of tap water in the refrigerator, so you don't have to run it for a long period of for a longer time to make it cold. And then if you wash dishes by hand, don't leave the water running. Kind of use a stopper to keep the water in there, as opposed to running the water.
Some great advice. Hillard, so I got a question for you. Ron and I did a show a little while ago about talking about maintenance issues. And I will say that toilet, with having that issue with it, that is a big problem because I am doing, and my plumber's doing a lot of the repairs. And it's a minimal cost where a lot of people can do it yourself. It's that flapper that sits over top of the flange where it drops in. It shrinks. And that's a great maintenance thing for a lot of people. I tell them at $5.99 to $12, depending on the one you purchase, by doing that every 4 to 5 years, you'll save yourself that money because, again, you said $120 for 1 month.
For 1 month. Now, keep in mind, that was just my experience. I'm guessing that it would vary, but that is exactly what the problem was. The plumber came in and changed the flapper. I tried to do it myself, and I wasn't able to do it, but, yeah.
But advice that you have that down. So that is a great line.
Yep.
You caught me red-handed. I don't live in Philadelphia, but I've got a leaking faucet in the bathroom, and I didn't think it was that big a deal. I just haven't had a chance to get somebody in or do it myself, but definitely going to put that right at the top of the list.
Absolutely.
So, let me ask you this. With summer coming up now, I mean, in one way, the fact that this corona thing happened at this time of the year is good, but because at least you can get outside and breathe some fresh air instead of being stuck in the house in wintertime. But on another note, I mean, people are planting flowers now. You have to start watering the lawn if it really gets to be a parched season. Would you recommend against that, or maybe toning it down a little bit?
Well, with respect to water usage, anytime you use more water, then you're going to be that your usage goes up. Like, you know, see, it's hard during these times because usually what we recommend is folks do, like, you know, the city has spray grounds and things of that nature, but I'm not sure what the status is of that this year because of what's going on. You know, it's really hard for me to say with regard to watering your lawn and things of that nature. What I, you know, anytime you use water, you're going to be, anytime there's usage, the higher the usage, the more your bill is going to be.
I think it'd be a wise this year, though. I mean, if you plant a lot of annuals, probably just do fewer of them so you don't have to get out the hose. You can do it maybe with a watering can or something like that.
Yeah, and, that might be better. That makes more sense.
Just be a minimalist this year in terms of the flowers.
Well, you know, when you talk about with showers, I know my family's, my kids are definitely one of the ones that take those 20-minute showers. And I there was one time where I actually went to the basement and shut the main water off just to get them out. And it was in the wintertime, too. Just to teach them a lesson that you don't need to be in the shower for 20 minutes. And this is where I get the watering of the plants. Hey, you're doing that. But showers is, I think, where the most wasted water that you could possibly do, because it's a luxury. And by that luxury, if you're looking to save money and make that paycheck last or the money that you have saved up, showers, you're taking 20, 30-minute showers where it should be a lot less. You will see a big savings in your water bill by doing that.
Yes, using less water. Yes, yes. That's correct.
There's a lot of talk now about washing your hands. So that is obviously going to drive up water usage because people are washing their hands now probably more than ever before. But what is the – I use a lot of sanitizer, and would it be less expensive to use sanitizer than washing your hands?
So tap water in Philadelphia costs just about a half a cent per gallon. So if you use the CDC guidelines and wash your hands for 20 seconds, you're using less than half a gallon of water in most homes. So, you know, that makes good hand washing a very affordable way to stay safe when you have access to a sink and soap. So while washing your hands may be less expensive than using sanitizer, it is very important for every Philadelphian to follow the recommended guidelines from our experts so that we can flatten the curve of this epidemic, pandemic.
Washing your hands.
Yes. Yep.
Right.
Now,
gotcha.
Again,
okay.
You have to have access to a sink and soap, but that's the next best thing. I'm using sanitizer, even though
I'm a big fan of that, using soap and water, really getting it down and dirty. So this way I know I've got a great job with it. I do the 20 seconds and we're good to go. But Laura, we're going to take a little break here and get a lot more into how to save money, you know, making that money last. And we'll get this talking a little bit further. We got to take a little break now.
Tonight's edition of Your Valuable Home is brought to you by Tom Adams Windows and Carpets. Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is open for business. From virtual video appointments to fast services done in your home, Tom Adams Windows and Carpets is your safest choice. They understand and follow all CDC guidelines, with their trained installers wearing masks, gloves, and keeping a safe distance during your project. Right now, how about replacing those old window and door screens? You know, the ugly ripped ones letting bugs in. Plus, all trip fees have been waived for three or more screens until May 15th. Now's the best time to save on windows, doors, and carpet. Find out more at TomAdamsWindowsAndCarpets.com.
Looking for a home improvement contractor? Look at experience. We've got 30 years under the same name. Very unusual in this business. Look at their strengths. We excel at indoor projects like kitchens and baths, outdoor projects like siding, windows, and doors, even entire editions. We've introduced products for national manufacturers and won awards for our work. Look at who does the work. With VSP, the owner and the foreman of 23 years are always part of the team. Look for fair terms. VSP asks for no more money down than the law allows in this area. Our pricing is never the lowest and usually not the highest. We deliver great value for the money. Looking for a home improvement contractor who will produce what they promise? Look to VSP Home Remodeling. Call Kevin Kennedy at 215-364-3286 or email him at vsphome@verizon.net.
If you're starting a home project, let your valuable home help you avoid the pitfalls of a bad decision. Now back to Ron Milk and contractor Kevin Kennedy.
You're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, and we have the privilege here of talking with Laura Copeland from Philadelphia Water Department about ways to save on your water bill and other subjects related to water. So, Laura, let's continue. Welcome back to the show, and let's continue with I got a question here.
Sure.
People are probably have swimming on their minds right now and filling that pool up for the year. Is that a good idea, or do you want to put that off for a little bit?
Well, I mean, we're not quite there yet, but I mean, it is a way to cool off. I mean, but if you're trying to save money, the less water you use, the less your bill will be. For instance, so the average large in-ground pool that holds, say, 19,200 gallons of water, under our current residential rates, it would cost about $96 to fill it.
$96, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you strap for cash this year, $96 is a good chunk
of
change.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really up to, you know, the homeowner to make those decisions.
Kevin's got a pool. What are you going to do this year, Kev?
Well, I've been very fortunate for some reason over the past 2 years with the amount of rain that we get. I drain the pool down about 20 inches. And by the time I'm ready to open it up, because the reason why I do that is I'm worried about the tile, the coping. You can't get water up that high, so you have to drain it down. But we've been getting a large amount of water up here in the northeast region of the United States here, especially in the Philly area, that my pool is filled up by the time they're ready to open. And actually, my wife just called, and she just set the appointment up to open the pool up. We're still doing it a couple more weeks from now, but we're always fine with that. We've been very blessed in this area, so I'm not too worried about the pool being filled up. And I know if we have a little bit of water to fill up, again, it's a minimal cost for what I'm looking to amortize over the course of the summer. So that's more minimal to me, and I'm sure everybody in this region, because we are getting a lot of rain.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of rain. Yeah, it's been that way for the last couple springs now. Laura, how about those big, those big round pools that you see in people's backyards? I would imagine they hold a lot less water, so that's going to be less expensive for people, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
Okay. All right. I would imagine that area hotels are not filling their pools because guests are not filling hotels. Do you have a reading on that in terms of, big water usage is coming from? A lot of city hotels have pools, right?
I would imagine, but that information I don't have.
Okay, all right.
Laura, one of the things I'm really thinking about as being a contractor is I also have a place in Philadelphia, and one of my neighbors a while back, it was a couple of years ago, he was complaining about his water bill being so high, and my place had a lot less of a water bill. And that's one of the things we had talked about was I said, if it's not leaking inside your house, maybe it could be just outside, just where before that water meter hits, that you could be having a leak underground that you don't know of. And he actually called Philadelphia the water, and that's what it was. He had a underground leak that was coming from the right inside where it enters inside the house.
Okay.
And I tell you, they did a great job on fixing the problem and getting it done. So kudos to everybody that did it. But he was really paying a large amount of water. So for any of our listeners, if your bill starts to jack up a lot higher than normal, those are one of the things to really look at, is to see if it's a leak. That was a great part in segment one that you did.
Yeah.
Now, how did he pick that up? How did he pick his leak up?
His bill went up $150 a month, and it's just him and his wife. So there was no difference in usage of water on his end. But for $150, that's a lot of money, and
yeah,
it was a substantial-sized leak.
That would be a leak. Yep.
That would be a leak. Okay. Now, you know, Kevin made the point. It's been raining a lot. It's rained a lot this spring. So we've got my gauge is the Delaware River. When it's up, I know it's rained a lot. Can you save rainwater and use that to take the place of water that's not coming out of your faucet for different things, i.e. to water your plants, for instance?
Absolutely. Yes. People can collect rainwater to, like you said, to water your plants. And what it also does, it helps decrease the impact of stormwater runoff on our streams and rivers. And as you know, as you may or may not know, in Philadelphia, the Schuylkill and the Delaware Rivers are the sources of our drinking water. So anything that our customers can do to reduce the impact of stormwater runoff is definitely beneficial to us.
Yeah, I knew the Schuylkill was, but I wasn't aware the Delaware was. So that's both rivers are used for that purpose, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. But you certainly want, if you save any, like in a barrel or something like that, if you save rainwater, you don't want to be drinking it under any circumstances, right? You want to be using it on maybe your lawn, and if you want to, you know, like spot grass seed or something like that.
Exactly.
Or your flowers.
Right. You don't want to use it for drinking, no.
No.
But
okay.
I can give you some do's and don'ts, actually. So what you use rainwater for. So most people in Philadelphia use rainwater that's fallen off their roof and gone through like a metal or plastic downspout. It's usually stored in like in a rain barrel. So this water could have some toxins or pollutants in it, so it definitely shouldn't be used for consumption. So one of the do's is you can use it, like you said, for watering ornamental plants, and you can use it to rinse off your outdoor furniture or patio areas. And what you don't want to use it for is for drinking or cooking. You don't want to use rainwater for watering vegetables or for filling, like, water pet bowls.
Good advice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all good advice. And a lot of people wouldn't think about that, you know? Like, it's rainwater, so why can't I use it to put it in a watering can and run it over my vegetables?
Right.
And it's not something you want to do. Because, Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but if it's coming down off the roof, it's probably wearing off some of the outer surface of shingles too, right?
Well, shingles, it could be a flat roof, and they do get dirty. You're running the water over again, if it's a flat roof, there's tar in there. There's going to be a lot of issues. There could be mold that builds up where the sun doesn't get to certain areas where the water stands. By standing in there, you could have – I've seen mosquitoes in an area up on a roof on one of the roofs that we had looked at because it was standing water with all the rain that we got. There was a puddle of water, and we could see mosquitoes in there. The larvae swimming. So there's a lot of issues. But, yeah, not drinking, it's not a bad idea. She's right about that.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're talking to Laura Philly Water for the Water Department. What are some of the best things as we're wrapping up here that you could give advice to our listeners to save a buck and stretch their water bill and not pay such high bills? What's the best advice you could give them?
Well, just be mindful of their usage. Like I said before, taking shorter showers, you know, not using the toilet as a trash can. And really, I would probably say the biggest thing is to just pay attention to your home plumbing system and repair any leaks that may occur. If I may, though, I would like to mention one other thing to remind customers about, and this is unrelated to saving money, but it's really about not flushing wipes. And just during this time, I know that people are using a lot of wipes, and one of the things is that they're not flushable, even if they say that they're flushable.
Right, I agree with you 100%. Just put down the toilet what you're supposed to put down, and life's going to be a lot easier for everybody. But we're about out of time. I want to thank you for coming on the air to talk about this. It was very helpful for our listeners and everybody
much.
In the Philadelphia area.
Thank you very kindly.
And we do appreciate it. And you're listening to Your Valuable Home on Talk Radio 1210. And looking forward to other segments of this show that we're going to be talking about how to stretch your dollar.
Well, we're wrapping up show for this week, but you know, stay tuned. We've got a lot of good shows coming up. We're going to keep broadcasting. We're doing it remotely, a little tough to do, but we're doing it. And we're going to continue with our series on how to make your money last. So have a good week, and we'll be with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Valuable Home, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Today's program has been pre-recorded.